seconds.
One time for the underdog.
One time for the underdog.
Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick McDavid. Today, I want to talk to you about value versus profit. Everybody tells me, Pat, I want to make more money today. But is it really important to focus on profits, or should you find ways to increase the actual value of your current business? We're going to talk about valuation today. I'm going to talk to you about 10 things you can do to increase the value of your business. But before I do that, let me kind of put things in perspective so you kind of have an idea why this mindset of value, profit, conversations you always hear about. So many people run a business, and by the time the year end comes with taxes, any profit that the company makes, they like to take it out, pay taxes on it, put it in their own checking account, right? Because it's my profits, it's my business, it's my this, it's my that. And then there are those that say, man, this is what I need to live off of, but let's let it ride. Let it ride. Let's grow it. Let's let it ride. Let's invest. Let's let it ride. What is the difference between the two, and why does some do one over the other? Here's the difference. Profit, value. Short term, long term. Working in the business to make money now, working on the business to increase value later. Now, okay, later. Instant gratification, delayed gratification. More like a sales mentality, more like a CEO mentality. Independent contractor mentality, business owner mentality. So this is something you see a lot in business. So you may be wondering to yourself and saying, Pat, I get it, but I want to increase the value of my business, okay? What should I do to increase the value of my business? I got 10 keys for you. Number one, if the business is based on a technology that you own, that a person, a company may have interest in wanting to buy your company, that technology can be used into their entire spectrum of business that they're doing, that increases the value of your business, especially if you own the technology. If your business is ran on technology and systems and CRMs and back office, all these things that makes things go faster, where you know you'll typically need 200 employees to do this, but because you have the technology, you only need 45 employees to do this. People who want to buy a company like that, and that increase the value of the company. Number two, focus. Your focus into what you're doing. There was once a book written I read. It's called, I think it's Built to Sell. Built to Sell is a book, a phenomenal book. I think every entrepreneur running a business ought to read the book Built to Sell, because what the book tells you is not to focus on selling your business. Focus on getting focused with your business. So what is the product? What do you do? Hey, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do this. We do this. So many different things that you do where to increase the value of your business, why don't you focus it to one, two, or three things that you do, but increase your attention on those things. It increases the value of your business. I understand how sometimes it can be tempting to say, but Pat, if we do more, the value goes higher. It does not. More focused you are, the more increase your value of your business. Number three, a business that's ran on systems, not just you, increases value. If I can come into your company and I walk through and I say, what did she just say on a phone call right now? Oh, she said this. Do you have it on a sheet of paper? No, we just taught her. What if a new person comes in? How do they learn? Oh, they just sit right next to her. Is that typed out? No, that's systems. You don't have it. You need okay, we'll type it out. If I come in and you have a new employee, what is a step when a new employee comes in? Step number one, two, three, four, five, six. You don't have that? You need that. If the person buys this product, what's their next step? What do you do next? What do you do follow up? We don't have that. We don't have that written out. These are systems and procedures. Businesses built on systems grow more value because it's got a life of its own without the human being. Now, obviously, you need a driver, but the system takes a business value to a whole different level. Number four, strategic partners. What are we talking about with strategic partners? Look, strategic partners not only validate the business, they increase the value of the business. They have good things to say about you. And when it comes down to it, they can bring complete different aspects to your business that you may not have yourself. So I think strategic partners play a very big role in increasing the value of business. Number five is recurring revenue. Ask yourself the business you have right now, what part of it is recurring? What do you make every single month in your business, whether you make a single sale or not? Recurring revenue produces the highest multiples, that if somebody buys this book, it's got the highest multiples. Next is supporting cast, operations and supporting cast. Who is around you? Who's running the company? This is the part where somebody who is driven on profits, they don't invest into the people. So the value doesn't increase. I remember many years ago, I was running a sales office and there were these two guys who were my competitors. And I'll never forget a call I had. It was within a week apart with each one of them. And we were doing a cruise contest, something like that. I was running for a sales contest. And by the time, they both had bigger distributions than I did. I had a smaller one. But by the time it was done, they only had six people or four people they wanted to pay to go because it was going to cost them $600 or $800. I said, no, I'm not going to pay for them because of dot, dot, dot. I said, man, you got to invest into your people. So what I did is I went and paid into it for 43 people, them and their spouse. And we went on the cruise. Those guys had two. This guy had three. We had 43 people there, okay, invested into the people. The level of loyalty we got from them, who were willing to come back and wanting to learn more, improve more, better the company more, was a lot higher. That's investing into a supporting cast that wants to be in the company. So the more you invest into your supporting cast to help them get better, they're more indebted to you, they're more loyal to you, they'll stay with you longer, and the value of the company goes higher, the better supporting cast you have. By the way, this also goes with your executive team, who you bring on board as an executive team, your sales force. Every single thing is part of the supporting cast to grow in the business. Number seven, data. Sometimes you see companies that buy another company and they cut a big $1 billion check and they say, man, that company's revenues was only $50 million a year. Why did they cut a check like that? Because they have access to a lot of data that they need. So if you have data, data increases value of a business. What type of data are you gathering yourself, and how big is it, how wide is it, how deep is it, that another person, another company could say, this is valuable, and it increased the value of your business. Number eight, EBITDA versus NEET. Let me explain what EBITDA versus NEET is. EBITDA stands for earnings before income, taxation, depreciation, and amortization. That's what EBITDA stands for, right? So a lot of times you'll hear a company say, well, why would we buy your company? Because your EBITDA is so low, and you know, if we do the multiples based on your EBITDA, yes, your top line revenue was XYZ, but your EBITDA is so small, you know, why would we do that? Because you're solving for EBITDA. I'm not solving for EBITDA, I'm solving for value. You're solving for profit. If I solve for profit, I stay flat. Because I solve for value, I've grown quarter after quarter after quarter as a business because I'm solving for value. So the more you focus on a need, meaning, go into your industry, whatever business you're in, and find a need that exists that no one's focused on. For us, there's a need that we have. Increase the need where if somebody has an interest in your business one day, it won't be based on the EBITDA. It will be because this need will fill another void that they have, that the profits here will go up to the roof because they locked in a need here. Two businesses. This one increases a site that's about distribution. This site increases the profits. This profit that they make here is well worth them paying for the company, the value of the company, because you're solving for need, not just for EBITDA. Although you still need to have profits. No company that goes out of business, your company's worth nothing. You do need to have a focus here, but not to the point where it's only short term instead of long term. Next, subscribership and distribution. What is that? That's an audience. You know, when you see a company like Instagram being bought, but they don't know how to make money, why are they buying them? Because they have an audience. There's a distribution. So always focus on what you can do to increase the distribution of your business, your company, the eyeballs, the amount of people that are seeing it, the subscribership, the customer base. It has something to do with recurring revenue, but it doesn't. There's somebody that's constantly coming to you that's logging onto your website. Like, you know, a Huffington Post has subscribership that people are coming to it, an email subscribership, you know, anything that's enlisting into something that you're offering that increases the value. And last but not least, stay hands-on to increase the value of your business. I think a lot of times people take their hands off the business too early and they become CEOs too early instead of becoming, you know, somebody that's a businessman that at the end of the day, your job is to increase the value of the company. And if you do a good job increasing the value of the company, you're a CEO, you're a great CEO. But don't take your hands off too early. A stay-on, hands-on CEO or an executive or entrepreneur knows about what's going on with technology, knows about how focused the product is and if we're getting distracted, knows about the system, is hands-on with the strategic partners because he makes the calls, is hands-on with the recurring revenues, is hands-on supporting cast, is hands-on with the data that's being gathered, is hands-on with the need and the EBITDA, is paying attention, is hands-on in increasing distribution and subscribership. always stay hands-on to increase the value of your business. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.